Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, why don't we start this thing over? What up, everybody? It's B. Mitch and Finley. You can watch us on the YouTube stream, 106.7 The Fan page. You can watch us on Monumental Sports Network. The Wiz got a big win last night. I had dinner at the Palm, and B. Mitch had an event. What up, B?
What's up, brother? What's happening with you?
I don't know how many people were watching or on the stream.
That was a weird little segment.
Compared to just our listenership.
Yeah.
But if you missed B. Mitch being a mime, it was pretty damn entertaining.
Yeah, I was good, though. you got all my stuff. You know, I'm good at making people understand when I can't talk.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
You know, you grew up in a house full of kids. You learn how to do things sometimes.
So how was your evening? Good?
The evening was great. We did that podcast myself, Brian Colbert.
DC Prime?
Yeah. London and also Gary Clark. Those two guys are hilarious. We sat down, had some wine afterwards.
So, that's a good crew. You, London, and Gary at BC is always just so positive.
You know, and like you all would think I would be the person you got to worry about me saying some odd words.
Not with Gary.
Gary and London, those two dudes right there. I think if I'm a 5-star, they are 25 stars. When it comes down to letting the words flow.
Do you remember last time we had Gary on the show? You told him, like, GC, you're not allowed to curse. And he made it, like, 10 minutes before he did. all right, Wiz got a big win last night. I don't know who we can get because I have a lot of basketball questions. I need to understand the NBA Cup and if Washington wins Friday, do they advance? Like, what happens next? And I also need help understanding – this basketball tournament that Maryland's in out in Vegas. So Maryland won, I guess, Monday night. Was actually Tuesday morning for us. They tipped off at midnight. So it was 9 o'clock Vegas time, but tipped off at midnight. They beat UNLV. They beat Vegas. Then Terps played last night against Gonzaga, and I kind of timed up my evening to get home to watch the second half, and I went to bed because Gonzaga, a lot better than Maryland. I don't know what the final was, but that joint was never going to be close, and sometimes I can identify what's happening here, and I call it quits. Terps lost 61 last night. When I went to bed, they were probably down like 15.
Gonzaga got a bunch of grown men on their team normally.
Totally.
Yeah.
And Maryland, it's the first year for Buzz. I'm not mad at anybody, but something funky is going on with this Vegas basketball tournament. I don't know, but like if we can find somebody to explain the basketball tournament and the NBA Cup today, I'd really appreciate that. If Ben Strober's still running around the studio, I bet he knows. Because, B, I think these players get paid directly in this Vegas tournament based on how much they win by. Like, I think it's like a point spread thing.
So if they win, man, hell yeah. Well, that's why
they're going to run it up. Yeah.
But you know what, though?
And that's okay, I guess.
These adults, okay, here we go.
They're pros.
They always talk about sportsmanship. But in college sports right now, you have to win by a large margin when you for the college football championship, and you get points for that. So they're saying to hell with any kind of sportsmanship. If you could beat them by 2,000, beat them by 2,000.
So maybe White Brian's giving me info on this. White Brian, can you explain what the hell was going on with this Vegas tournament? Because your text makes no sense. There's no bracket with it. They got like 20 teams in Vegas, and it's all who beats who by how many points gets to advance. Is that accurate, White Brian?
Yeah, it's round robin, and they put all the 2-0 teams in a pool, and the two top point differential play in the championship. Then the next two have the third place game, and then just determine the rest of the matchups by record.
So does Maryland get another game, or are they out because they didn't go 2-0?
I'm pretty sure they're out, but I'm not positive.
So they get to just hang around Vegas now?
And the payouts are determined by how far you advance or by how bad you beat teams?
By game. So you play a game, you get money.
It's crazy.
Wow, I like it, though. Hell, the school was getting money.
I'm trying to.
The coaches was getting bonuses.
Dude, I'm trying to. Like, we all need to stop the pearl clutching with college sports. It's not going to be the way it was. Like,
it's not the
way
it was.
You got to just look at how things are now.
I mean, they're still in college, but the ultimate thing is, and the thing, you're paying these kids for their name, their image, their likeness. Okay? That's the ultimate thing because they don't all get paid the same thing. Guys that have a bigger name, image, likeness makes more money. Just like the guy that had the bigger name, image, and likeness before, he was getting more illegal money.
Right.
It's nothing has changed. The guys that aren't very good won't get paid. The guys that play the positions that make a difference, offensive line, defensive line, they probably won't get what the damn receiver and the cornerback gonna get. It's always what it is, but it's just now money's involved.
It's also only just life.
The only difference is this: the guys that are really, really putting on the show, they're now getting paid. And a lot of people don't like that fact, which is dumb as hell. Why wouldn't the person that's the person you're going to see play, nobody go to see, they didn't go to see Saban. They went to see the football players. They don't go to just see Alabama. They go to see the football players. So why shouldn't they get money?
I'm not mad at them getting money. I just thought.
No, I'm not saying you. I'm just saying there are people out there who can't believe it. But what they're now doing is saying, hey, since we paying y'all money, Let's blow them out. Let's make it better. Because they're going to find a way to make money off of that. Believe me.
All right. Now, speaking of money in sports, at some point somebody's going to have to explain this NBA Cup thing to us. At some point, Standing and DA will be here. Maybe they can just tell us in a break or something. Because I'm now kind of in on the Wiz advancing. So they got a game Friday night against the Pacers. Friday night, I think the Black Friday game is during the day. So the Wiz, I'm gonna call my shot here, B. I don't know what my wife has planned for us. I guess we might go to the – I don't know. I'm going to try to watch the Wiz game Friday night.
I'm a little bit interested. I think what you need to – see, I keep telling you, you never learn.
What did I not learn now?
You just say, I don't know what my wife had planned. Well, just find out what she got planned before you start saying what you're going to do. Because if you say it on air and she got friends that listen to the show, well, JP say he's doing this. Then she's going to just purposely shut yourself down.
I would like to watch the Wiz game Friday night. I'm interested in them advancing. I think that's good for this young team you put together to, like, give them a target. Like, yo, let's win this game, and then we get to the next round. And probably get blown out in the next round. But there's a tangible payoff. Maybe this is what the NBA is trying to accomplish with this silly NBA Cup thing. All right. Back to regularly scheduled programming. Joe Burrow has missed significant time this year. Joe Burrow is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Joe Burrow has a pretty lengthy injury history since he's come into the NFL. My biggest concern with Burrow was always his superpower, is that he will stand in the pocket and make the play no matter what the pressure is.
Yeah.
And in turn, he gets smoked in the pocket a lot.
Yeah.
And some of the injuries have been fluky. Some of them have not. Joe Burrow, if you're going since he's been in the NFL, he's in his sixth NFL season now after that otherworldly year he had at LSU in 2019. His rookie season, he played 10 games before a knee injury, suffered at FedEx Field, like so many other knee injuries. 10 games as a rookie. In 21, he played all 16 games, was outrageously good. That team went to the Super Bowl. They lost in the Super Bowl to the Rams. Mm-hmm. In 22, played all 16 games. So that was back-to-back full seasons for Burrow.
All right.
23, 10 games. Last year, played all 17. This year, he's only played two. What we have learned is Burrow is back. Tomorrow night, Thanksgiving night, Bengals-Ravens. By far, the people most happy that Burrow is back are the television networks. Mm-hmm. I think that game's actually on NBC. Shout out to the Peacock. Burrow is back. And Cincinnati, however, has a bad record. They're a bad team.
Their defense sucks.
Their defense sucks.
Yeah.
The Bengals are 3-8, I believe. I'm going to confirm that. Yeah, the Bengals are 3-8. And yet, Burrow wants to play. And he was asked about the notion of shutting it down because this is a lost season. Perhaps it's worth pointing out before we play the Burrow audio. The Bengals are 3-8, and in a wild card sense, they're cooked. But in that division, the Ravens are only 6-5. Mm-hmm. The Steelers are only 6-5. Since he gets to play all them head to head, so they do have a chance of chasing down that division, which is a little different than I'd say what Washington has. But this is Joe Burrow explaining why he wants to play football.
You understand?
I understand why people feel that way, but if you look at it from my perspective, I'm a football player, and if I get hurt, I'm going to go through the rehab process, and then I'm going to let everybody know when I feel like I can go out there and play. I don't really know what else to say about that. I'm not going to ever go to somebody and say, yeah, I'm healthy, but you know, I don't think I should go out there and play. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I'm not going to live my life and play this game scared of something happening. Like, yeah, something's going to happen. It's football. Guys are going to get hurt. Guys are going to get concussions. You're going to break bones, tear ligaments. It's a physical, intense game. That's part of this. And, yeah, I've had injuries. There's not a lot I can do about that. I work really hard to have that not happen, but what I can do is when it does happen, I can control how I'm attacking my rehab and attacking practice and doing everything in my power to get back as quickly as possible. That's what I did.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And B, I'd like you to kind of speak to that. I think for me, Burrow explained the mindset of football players and elite quarterbacks, all of it really well right there.
But the thing of it is this, and what I despise, the same people that ask these dumbass questions about shutting people down, if that guy were to come out and say, look, I don't think I should play the rest of the year, they will destroy him. All right? What Joe Burrow is explaining to you is, I go and attack rehab and work as hard as I can to get back healthy. Then when I get healthy, you all want me to say, well, I'm not going to play now? You don't go through, listen, man, Leslie Shepard, when he talked about the elbow and the wrist, that is hell, man. You go to the hell and back to get to a point where you could go out there and do what God gave you a damn ability to do. And now you want to say, well, I'm not going to play till next year because this year means nothing. You know what can happen next year? First day of practice, you can get hurt. And then what the fans are going to say then. But this is the weird thing. I don't hear that Joe Burrow is injury prone a lot. All I hear is, oh, wait till he come back. Wait till he come back. But Jaden is hurt, and I hear he's injury prone. So is it just because he's closer to what RG3 was? Because Joe Burrow has been injured more than most of the star quarterbacks in the league.
Well, my thought with Burrow specifically is he's an incredibly accurate passer. He's an incredibly accurate deep passer. He's truly, truly gifted. I mean, He may have, and there are other players you can argue, right? And we don't want to get crazy because college football is so different. It's arguable he had the greatest college football season by a quarterback ever. Mm-hmm. Like, you can really make that claim, right? And he does so many things so well. But I contend that his greatest superpower is his ability to stay in the pocket no matter what and deliver the football.
Yeah.
And at times, that's going to cause trouble. Jaden's greatest superpower is that he can make plays. Mm-hmm. He can beat you from the pocket. Jaden is a pocket passer. But he can also kill you with his legs.
Yeah.
And it's not a gimmick offense you have to run with Jaden. It's just something else he can add, and you don't want to remove that.
But
you got to just have an honest conversation.
But the thing I'm saying is that I don't hear a lot of folks professing that Joe Burrow is injury prone. And he's been injured more than Jaden. You get what I'm saying? It's weird how people jump on the on their soapbox when it's one quarterback, but they don't when the other. Brock Purdy has the same ability. They're not the same quarterbacks that Joe Burrow has. Brock Purdy won't give up on a play. When you don't give up on a play, what happens? You normally get hit later, and sometimes you throw a lot of interceptions. But that was them explaining why he was the guy he is. Basically, they said, oh, he's going to throw a lot of interceptions, but that's because he won't give up on the play. But if somebody else throw the same interceptions, they don't get that excuse. You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
It's like the media is full of crap, okay? Where you want to profess on one guy but not the other. If one is injury-prone, the other one is, okay? But the whole thing about it is you see how hard they fight to come back. And that's the thing I care about. Like, when my daughter got hurt in cheer, her first year, broke her shoulder.
Bria?
Yes. First question I asked was, you going to go back? She said, as soon as I'm healthy. Put a big smile on my face. You know why? Because that's the mindset you have to be exceptional at any sport. Being an athlete. Most people that go around talking about shut them down ain't no real damn athletes. They never done anything competitive in their lives. Go through rehab one time and get to the other side and see if your mindset going to say, oh, I went through all that so I could just sit down and do nothing. You want to get back and prove you can do it.
I mean, what's the old saying? You fall off the horse, you get right back on.
Hell yeah.
Like, I thought Burrow really explained that well.
He nailed it.
And that's coming from a dude. There's this argument with Jaden that he needs the development, which I'm not sure I agree with, but people are like, oh, he needs the reps, blah, blah, blah. Burrow doesn't need the reps. Burrow doesn't need the development. He's just a freaking football player.
Yeah.
And that's what these guys
differently.
Do.
They got to where they are because they have a different mindset than the average person.
Now, that's I've right. said repeatedly, though, and I'll stand by this, coaches do have a responsibility to protect players. Yeah. Front offices have a responsibility to protect players and possibly investments, right? Because at some level, this is major dollars we're talking about. But with that said, a lot of this depends on timing for me. If Jaden... To me, it's tracking that Jaden may be available for the Minnesota game next weekend. That right? Like, if he's practicing this week but not fully cleared, he gets a week of practice, then maybe he's back for Minnesota. We don't know that, but that's where this is tracking. If it's not Minnesota, then it's at the Giants the week after that. There is a point to me where if he's not cleared until Christmas Day against Dallas, maybe you decide, you know what, it's two games left. At that point, Lord knows what the record might be. Maybe at that point you do decide we're just going to err on the side of caution here. But with six games left and with an organization riding a six-game losing streak, desperate to change how things are right now, there is an obligation to the player to protect him. There's also an obligation to the full locker room.
Yeah.
Of let's get our best players on the field and try to win a damn game.
There's an obligation to yourself, too, because you're being judged. Okay? Like, it's just – I don't understand the – listen – the mindset of quit and shut down, I didn't grow up on that. That's a new thing. That ain't old. That's something new. And we got to get those people with those mindsets out of sports. If we allow that, we'll never see the stars half the time.
But, dude, that's the problem in the NBA. The stars don't play way too often. Think about Major League Baseball.
They've tried to change it.
They tried
to change it a little bit.
It's not working.
Making them play and making them go out there and play a certain amount of
time.
Think
about pitchers in baseball. They get pulled when they could have a complete game shutout.
Yeah.
The baseball stuff, the greatest example of it, and maybe what predicated this march to, like, robotic rules with young pitchers happened here when they shut down Strasburg in a playoff season.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, some of this is just crazy. Like, you know the sport that doesn't do any of this? Hockey.
Yeah. Hockey is playing.
Your leg could be broken and you're playing.
Hell yeah.
And I think fans need to understand football is way closer to hockey than it is to the NBA or Major League Baseball. And that's how it has to be, man. There's 70 dudes in that locker room. And
it's barbaric.
55 of them don't have guaranteed money for 2 weeks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, just be real with this.
Mm-hmm.
And the avocado toast participation trophy nonsense is not the pro football world. And I really liked how Burrow explained that, and hopefully others did too. I've gotten some more information about all the basketball questions I had. And coming up at 11, it's Neil Greenberg's podcast on 106.7 The Fan. Neil Greenberg from The Washington Post. Listen to this, B. This is a tease right here.
What we got?
Greenberg tweeted this out this morning. He said, I was inspired by a caller the other day, and I have a commander's rooting guide for today's podcast episode on B. Mitch and Finley at 11 a.m. on 106.7 The Fan.
All right.
So Greenberg's going to tell you what you're rooting for maybe this week and going forward if you're a Washington fan.
All right. Can't wait.
Yeah. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.